is what is called Yom HaZikaron. Okay, everyone here knows that tomorrow is Yom Atzmaut, the anniversary of the fifth day of Iyar, is the Hebrew date of the establishment of the State of Israel, 1948, 72 years ago. And the Medina struggled in the first couple of years with trying to memorialize the soldiers, the Chayolim, who gave up their life for the Medina, to establish the Medina, to defend the Medina, to fight for the Medina. Originally, the national memorial took place on Atzmaut, on the fifth day of Iyar. And then in 1951, after a discussion, you can read about the history of how it evolved, it was decided that it would be proper to memorialize the Chayolim, the people who gave up their lives to defend and to fight for the land, on a separate day. And it was decided that the day would be the day before the celebration of independence, on the fourth day of Iyar. It's obviously a very emotional day. In our shir alone, there are many people in the shir who have children and grandchildren who are either currently serving or have served in the IDF. So for the shir, I'm very proud to be part of a shir who have members here in the shir, their own children are either actively serving or have served. I know Kalman Shiloni, who is at home, he's sheltered in place. He himself was in the IDF. And I don't have to tell you that it is an emotional time when a country of 9 million people stop and focus, reflect upon the sacrifice of these individuals, these Kedoshim, and their families who lost children, siblings, parents, loved ones, across the entire spectrum, from the Haredim to the Chilonim. Death doesn't differentiate between a Chiloni and a Haredi. It's all the same. Rachmana Litzlan. And my impression is that over the years, there's been more and more achdus, more understanding of the need to come together and to mourn and to pay tribute to the Kedoshim Asher Baretz, to the people who have given so much, given everything for us. I always tell you, we always say it's Dvarim Pshutim Ad Me'od. Anyone that doesn't know this is not a human being. That no Jew in Chutz Li'aretz can hold his nose up high and live with security and gaiva if not for the fact that there are Chayolim who are guarding, protecting, and defending, fighting for Eretz Yisrael, and giving up their lives. Every Jew in this world owes an enormous debt of gratitude to these people, to these Kedoshim, and to all of Yibadul Chayim Toiv Maruchim, the soldiers today who are fighting for us and defending the land. And it's definitely a very emotional time, and a time that is it's a very important, you don't need me to tell you. This year, like never before, the emotion is very, very extreme because all of the cemeteries are closed. No one by law is allowed to visit the military cemeteries for any ceremony whatsoever because of the sakana of Corona. Even the ceremonies, the public ceremonies.
Okay. Rabbi Levine, Rabbi Grossman is on the news that he went to visit the cemetery.
Okay, okay, but generally speaking, there are no ceremonies at the cemetery, even at the Kaisel Hamaravi. I saw the pictures this morning, just a handful number of people, and it is human nature. Person needs to express, needs to mourn, needs to be there at the grave, at to be close, to mourn publicly, to mourn at a location. And it's very, very painful for many of the families this year. They are not able to be there at the grave of their children, at their siblings, their spouses, their parents, to express the tsar that they have for not being here anymore. And that certainly demands from us this year especially a much greater and intense degree of sensitivity for these people and for the Kedoshim whom no one today is coming to visit. We don't know how this works. We always talk about this topic of visiting the dead. We really have no idea what it's all about, but it's a minig in the Klal Yisrael to go visit a grave. And by visiting a grave, you give the neshama a nachas ruach. We don't know what this means, but we have a mesora, emuna, that there is such a principle. And it's very painful. One of the casualties of Corona is that these neshamas, which every year on this day receive nachas ruach from us, from Klal Yisrael, paying tribute and being present at their grave to be mispalel and to be there, people are not coming. People are not allowed to go. Okay, but we do the best that we can. In honor of the Kedosh, let me share with you some ideas, okay, some new ideas that I spent some time trying to work through. First of all, there's a famous Chazana. By the way, how many Kedoshim are there? You know, the numbers are very important. There are approximately 24,000 soldiers that are being commemorated today. Okay, it's like 23,800 and something, whatever it is. And the official count goes back to 1860. Goes back all the way back to the year 1860, maybe even before that, 1851 maybe. I think it even goes back to 1851. You can read about this online. And they actually have records of all the people that served before there was a state, from their earliest yeshuv of religious Zionists or to establish and to defend the yeshuv in Eretz Yisrael, modern times. And the number that they calculate, which is probably a lot less than it really is, but the number that they use is approximately 24,000. In recent years, they've added to this day to commemorate victims of terror. And there are approximately, in Eretz Yisrael, about over 3,000 victims of terror. I know the number of Chayolim soldiers is a very frightening number because it's now Sfiras HaOmer. It's now during the time of Sefir and Chodesh Iyar, where we mourn everyone now, the whole Klal Yisrael between Rosh Chodesh and Lag BaOmer, it's the overlap. Everyone is mourning for the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. How many Talmidei Rabbi Akiva perished during this period of time? 24,000. Exactly the same exact number as the number of Chayolim that we are mourning for. This year, this past year, there have been another 75 casualties. 75 people this year died defending Eretz Yisrael. And 33 people died from wounds from illnesses and wounds that they suffered from the previous year. So it's over 100 people. Over 100 people this year were added to the list. It's approximately 24,000 people. Rav Meir Appeldorf is always very fond of reminding me and speaking about the opinion that says that the 24,000 Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were soldiers who fought for Bar Kochva. Okay, this whole question, who were these Talmidim? Were these Kol Yungalites? Or were they Chayolim, soldiers that were recruited through the encouragement of Rabbi Akiva to serve under Bar Kochva? Rabbi Akiva believed that Bar Kochva was the Melech HaMashiach, and the Melech HaMashiach has to fight in Melchemes Gog u'Magog, and there were soldiers that were part of his, under his command, and they fought with the Romans to protect Klal Yisrael in the aftermath of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and they perished during this period of time. Chazal tell us, Sheloi Nohagu Kovoid Zelozeh. If they were soldiers, then it's very frightening to appreciate that the Hashkacha Pratis has it that during this time we also commemorate the numbers are almost identical. It's very interesting. Nothing is by coincidence. Okay, now let's just go to some short ideas. Rabbi Akiva was one of the Asari Harugi Malchus. Rabbi Akiva died as a Kaddish. He died al Kiddush Hashem. And when Rabbi Akiva died, he was being tortured. They tortured Rabbi Akiva, and his Talmidim came and said to him, Rabbi Akiva, how could it be? How do you accept with peace and tranquility this horrific, torturous death that they're bringing upon you? The Romans are bringing upon you. So Rabbi Akiva said something very powerful. Every single day when I say Kriya Shema, I read the pasuk of Yahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha. And Rabbi Akiva said, Kol yomai, all of the days of my life, when I read the pasuk u'v'chol nafshecha, I want to give up my life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I contemplate upon these words and I say, when will I have an opportunity to give up my life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill uvichol nafsho mosa yovoi liyodi? When will this opportunity come when will I have this opportunity to give up my life to Hashem? And now it's happening. Finally, after 120 years of living in this world, this moment is in front of me. Will I not accept it? Will I not relish what is about to happen? The opportunity to give up my life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Okay, these are very powerful words. When you dwell upon these words, these are powerful words of Rabbi Akiva. Now I ask you, do any of us ever read Kriya Shema and think like this? Not me. I certainly don't. And most people that I know don't think like this. When they're saying the pasuk, V'yahavta eis Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol me'odecha, what are they thinking about? If they're thinking, they may be thinking about what's for breakfast, what's for dinner, what am I going to go search for online after Ma'ariv Shacharis is over. Unfortunately, most of us don't dwell upon the depth of uvechol nafshecha, what it means to give up your life to Hashem. And we don't think about this. It's not on our radar screen. But Rabbi Isai, the chayolim, the soldiers in Eretz Yisrael who put their lives on the line every single day, the soldiers who put on a uniform and arm their weapon, they're targets. They're in the crosshairs of terrorists. They put their life out on the line in public all the time. And in their mind, they don't they're not, their mind, every moment when they serve, it's on their mind these words, V'ohavta es Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavecha u'v'chol nafshecha afilu noitel es nishmascha. Their essence of putting on a uniform and going out to defend and fight for Eretz Yisrael, for the Kedushas Haaretz, then we can have an Eretz Yisrael, an Eretz HaKodesh, Uzahav Haaretz Ahi Toiva, and we can have security and confidence and live a comfortable life throughout the entire world. It's because of these people who actually think about this. They actually live with this principle of uvichol nafshecha, afilu noitel es nishmascha. Their lives are on the line for us. These are the Rebbe Akivas of this generation. And certainly for the people who we commemorate today who have actually given up their life, how much more so do we owe an infinite debt of gratitude to live a life of Kedusha in their honor. They've given up their life that we can have an Eretz Yisrael, to be mekayim the mitzvahs of the land, to live the principles of the land, follow the rules of the land in our life. How much more do we owe these Rabbi Akivas who live with this principle of uvichol nafshecha every single day, and especially the soldiers who have actually given up their life. Let me show you through one more vart, one more short vart idea. Who was the first soldier in Klal Yisrael? Who was the very, very first soldier that went and fought for Klal Yisrael? The answer is, why do you say Avraham? Why do you say Avraham?
He went to save Lot.
Okay, but Avraham, I don't know if he was a soldier. He was the general. Not that there's a difference between a general and a soldier, but Avraham, I think there's someone even better, a better example than Avraham that we can study and analyze.
Well,
Eliezer.
There was also Shimon and Levi who took up
Okay,
arms.
They were later. I want to talk about the first person. The very first recruit to the service. Who was the very first? I think let's focus on Eliezer Eved Avraham. Because the pasuk says, Vayorok es chanichav. Avraham was like, the commander-in-chief. He was in charge. He was the general. He was the diplomat. He was the prime minister, the president. Oh, a call for war. Lot was captured. Lot, you're starting up with me? With Avraham Avinu? I represent Klal Yisrael. My nephew, from him is going to come the Melech HaMashiach. The Melech HaMashiach is going to come from Lot. Avraham heard Ki Nishba Ochiv. His nephew was captured. We have to impose a draft. Gius. Who is the first soldier to be drafted into the army? The Tzivay Sashem. Eliezer Eved Avraham. Eliezer was the first servant. Now, who is Eliezer? Who is this man Eliezer? Eliezer is not a simple man. The Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel tells us Eliezer was the son of Nimrod. When did Eliezer become the servant of Avram? Eliezer was gifted to Avraham by Nimrod himself. When Nimrod threw Avraham Avinu into the Kivshan Ho'esh because he refused to bow down to Avraham, a miracle happened and his life was spared. in recognition of this awesome miracle that the Ribbono Shel Olam is here to save Avraham Avinu, that there is a creator that does nisim v'niflois for Avraham Avinu. Nimrod was humbled to see the MS at that moment, and he gave a gift. Avraham, I see the MS. I see who you are. I want to give you a gift. I want to give you my son. I don't want him to grow up like me, be an oisvarf, like me, a hunter, a nobody, a nebuch, a loser. I want my son to be tremendous, right? To be tremendous. And how is he going to be tremendous? I'm going to give him to you, Avraham Avinu. I want him to grow up in your lap. I want him to be your servant. This is what it says in the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Eliezer, being the servant of Avraham, was the product of the miracle, the emuna that Avraham Avinu showed in the Ribbono Shel Olam by allowing himself to be thrown into the Kivshan HaEsh, not to bow down to an idol, but to show the world that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. But that's not the entire story. Because after Avraham Avinu threw himself into the fire, his brother, Haran, also allowed himself to be thrown into the fire. But guess what? Haran was not so lucky. Haran allowed himself to be thrown into the fire, but he didn't come out. He died. He was burnt in the fire. What do you mean? It's not fair. It's not fair. If Avraham Avinu was thrown into the fire and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to rescue him, so why not Haran? Okay, you'll say, you're gonna tell me it wasn't L'shem Shemayim, it was only because, listen, the bottom line is, he went into the fire. He went into the fire. No one has to analyze Machshava's deep thoughts of why he gave up his life for Hashem, and Hashem did not save his life. Who was a witness to this event? Eliezer. Eliezer mitzad echad saw Avraham that when you give up your life for Hashem, Hashem is there. Hashem comes to rescue you. But the same Eliezer saw his brother Haran be thrown into the fire and he died. Al kiddush Hashem. Eliezer's perspective is the real perspective of a soldier, of a Jewish soldier. Every Jewish soldier is rooted in Eliezer. Vayorok es chanichav yelidei beisai. It says in the pasuk that Avraham Avinu, when he went to get load, he armed his young men, yelidei beisai, 318 young men. And Rashi tells us there was only one Eliezer, who has the same gematria as 318. Why is Eliezer the perfect soldier? Because Eliezer is a product of the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael, the hakara of V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol haaretz b'yom hahu yehi Hashem echad l'shem echad.
They're flying.
Of Shema.
We just missed the flyover.
We're talking about our soldiers here, not about the American soldiers. Klal Yisrael, Eliezer, he saw what it means to give up Avraham Avinu's willingness to give up his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees V'netzach Yisrael lo yishakeh. But at the same time, Eliezer saw that it doesn't always work out for everyone. There are people who give up their life for Hashem and they die. Miracles don't happen for everyone. When a soldier goes out to fight for Klal Yisrael, it's not like a soldier goes out to fight for America. America is a malchus shel chesed, but it's not nitzchi. It's not eternal. Avram Avinu is nitzchi. But even when you give up, you fight for nitzchiyus, for the Ribbono shel Olam, there was a Haran. Haran was thrown into the fire and Haran died. That's the real world. The real world is to fight for nitzchiyus, knowing that we live in Olam HaTeva and not everyone comes out alive. That's the true Mesiras Nefesh of a Chayol who fights for Eretz Yisrael, for the Kedusha HaSa'aretz. Eliezer was the first person that had a bris milah. It says in the pasuk, Avramin had a bris milah, and after Avramin had a bris milah, it says, the Anshei Beisoy Nimoilu Itoy. Avram Avinu did a bris milah on his Anshei Beisoy. Who is Anshei Beisoy? Eliezer. It says in the Torah the word bris 13 times by bris milah and by Eretz Yisrael. The bris milah is the bris of Eretz Yisrael, Chazal say. It represents the covenant of Eretz Yisrael is captured in the bris milah. Eliezer is the person who was circumcised directly by Avram Avinu. He captured the bris of Eretz Yisrael. And he was Avram Avinu's soldier. Vayorok es chanichav. A soldier in Eretz Yisrael who fights for Eretz Yisrael is that Eliezer. And we pay tribute to them. Eliezer was called Hamoishel B'chol Asherloi. Special bracha to assist Avram Avinu. Chazal say he was Damesek Eliezer. Doile Umashke, he would draw from the Torah of his master Avram Avinu and give and spread it. Yefutsu, Mainoischa Hachutza. Ultimately, he was given the bracha Gam Boruch Ato. After he closed the shidduch with Yitzchak, the pasuk says, "Boy Beruch Hashem." He was Yotze Michlal Oru Lichlal Boruch. Chazal say that he was one of the seven people who entered into Gan Eden alive. He was a special person, Eliezer. It's not a simple person, but the roots of Eliezer begin with he was a soldier. He was a soldier who had a perspective of the nitzchius of Klal Yisrael with the reality of what it means sacrifice, the reality of sacrifice. A person whose essence captured the bris of Eretz Yisrael, the bris milah, which is the chasima of the bris of Eretz Yisrael, and his mesiras nefesh for Eretz Yisrael is synthesized with Eretz Yisrael. And that indeed is what today in Klal Yisrael we bow our heads with the ultimate respect to the people who've given up everything for us, so we should be secure and safe. And we pay tribute as well to all of the other Chayolim who are on the front lines, and may Hashem protect them, and it should be safe and healthy, and we should all witness the Geula b'mehera v'yameinu, amen. Have a wonderful day.
Amen. Amen. Shkaya.
Amen. Shkaya.
Shkaya. Very nice.